As the seasons change, so change do the courses somewhat at the Taconic Learning Center. They're open for a brand new session. By the way, all these courses, when you join the Taconic Learning Center, they all come at no cost. It really is pretty amazing. And they have always a varied selection of courses that you can go to and that you can experiment with. And once again, we're going to welcome to Robin Hood Radio Thomas Grunewald and Larry Rand. Tom and Larry, thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having us again.
It's a pleasure.
All right. So now, is this the winter session you're calling this now?
Yes, indeed. This is the winter session.
Okay. Well, I guess it would be because on the day we're recording this, winter starts officially on Friday of this week.
Right. And it's for people who are not snowbirds or hibernators.
That's right. All right. So now, let's talk about the general fact of how people can participate if they've never heard, and it's possible, or understand how the Taconic Learning Center works. How do people get involved with it?
Well, usually they hear about it from friends. They see it posted. They listen to Robin Hood Radio and hear it on the air. And they say, oh, that's interesting.
And if they want to go further, they can find our website at tlcnwct.org. And they will, on that website, see all the courses that we're offering and a description of the people who are teaching the courses, and they'll be able to register in whatever course they want to take.
And if you didn't write it down at the moment, you can just Google Taconic Learning Center, and it'll take you there.
Well, that's the great thing about today's internet. If you just go in a bar and you type in Taconic Learning Center, it'll give you the options where to go to. That has become very smart in a certain way. Now, all the programs are free, but you do have annual memberships that you want people to join, right?
We do, and we request that people help us in paying for the venues, and the average donation is $60, and that is a great, most appreciated donation by members.
And by the way, that $60 is tax deductible, folks, because
it is indeed.
This is a 501c3. Now, do you still have the same venue set up for winter that you had in the fall?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. I mean, we do have, we have the two different venues at Gear and at Noble Horizons, yes.
All right, so that's where people, that's where some of the courses are spread out.
Yes, all of the courses are in one or the other of those two venues.
All right, now we always talk about courses, and this time before we got on the air, I asked both Tom and also Larry about some highlights here. So, Larry, I'll let you start off first. What are one of the courses that you'd like to highlight?
Okay, well, it is a great pleasure to get back into our teaching fold. Richard Kessen, he is an expert on biological science and modern life, and among other things. And he is proposing to spend two classes learning the structure of cells, how genes function, what proteins do, and how cells are organized to divide and specialize. And with that basic knowledge, he proposes in the following three sessions to tackle specific problems involving opiate addiction, vaccines, genetically modified crops, sickle cell anemia and spinal muscular atrophy, drug resistance, pathogens, and I'm sure this will be of interest to people who are taking the course, the molecular basis of aging. So it's a great pleasure to have him back.
All right. Now, Tom, you pointed out something that I find really
hot off the press. Yeah, just arrived on my computer 2 days ago, and I printed it out here. A new two-session course for the winter term at Noble Horizons on January 17th and January 24th, 1 to 3 p.m., and you can sign on for it at the Taconic Learning Center website. And it's Applying to College, behind the scenes. And I think it's an interesting choice because there are a surprising number of people that fit the Taconic Learning Center demographic. We don't get too many high school kids applying for college at our sessions. But there are retired people who are going back to school. And I think this course could be very valuable to them. Only two sessions, so it's 4 hours over 2 days on the 17th and the 24th at 1 p.m. at Noble Horizon.
And
I may take it.
And it's being taught by Derry Dunham, if anybody knows Derry, it's going to be a fun course because he really knows how to put some zip and energy in what he does.
Right. So I would like to mention another course that we have had the good fortune every winter to have Tom Key teach a course about events that did not work out the way their planners had expected them to work out. And he's got another one this winter, and it's from January 18th to February 22nd at Noble Horizon, and it's entitled Things Fall Apart, The Center Cannot Hold. And the areas that he's focusing on are the French and Indian War, Lord Cornwallis's Southern Campaign in the Revolutionary War, negotiating the peace after Yorktown, the Gallipoli Campaign, the Suez Incident of 1956, and finally, the Argentine junta decision to take back the Falkland Islands from Great Britain.
You know, what's interesting about history, and especially when you look at it about things falling apart, where you go back and you actually deconstruct these things and put them back together, is how similar over the course of maybe 50, 100 years, some of the problems are why things fall apart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it.
Yeah, but of course, like this, what I really find, it's like taking a meal and deconstructing it and taking all the parts of it and putting them apart, and then you follow the logical path or the illogical path that happens for this disaster or this thing to fall apart that happens. So as somebody who was a history buff when I was in high school, that sounds like a fun session to me.
I'm sure it will be. We also have several courses that we have not tried before, and the reason that we're doing this year is that people have been asking for a music course and an art course for, at least 4 years, and people who took Robert Julian's course on opera have been anxious to find something that would replace that course. Well, we have not found a teacher to replace Robert, so what we decided to do was to take one of the, quote, great courses, it's a DVD series, and to try that out on our class. So the title of this is How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. And it says, music, the most abstract and sublime of all the arts, is capable of transmitting an unbelievable amount of expressive, historical, and even philosophical information to us. A little education goes a long way to vitalizing and rendering relevant a body of music that many cherish. So this course will be presented, actually, by Dr. Michael Magnifico of Litchfield. Very kind of him to do this. And it will be from January 14th to March 4th at GEAR. We also are offering an art course. Tom, would you like to talk about this, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So how to look at and understand great art. What does it take to truly know what you're seeing when you look at art? What technical skills and knowledge are needed to comprehend the full richness of artworks, to unpack the hidden significance of master paintings, sculptures, prints, and more? So this course features lectures by Professor Sharon Hirsch, president of Rosemont College, and it will be presented by Kathleen and John Robinson from January 15th to February 18th at GEAR. So we are thankful to Dr. Magnifico and to Kathleen and John Robinson for doing this.
Now we're going to have Tom, because one that I know that you can talk a little bit about is there's a course on play reading as well.
Yes, which who's doing that this year?
Robert Rumsey has offered to do this.
Yes.
Now, are you going to take that, Tom, or are you a head graduate of that?
I won't say that. You can always learn. Frankly, I don't enjoy reading plays out loud with, dare I say, non-professional actors. Well, I mean, it can be very inspiring to somebody who has never done it, but I've been doing it for many, many, many years.
Well, this we have a group of people who have taken play reading courses from us for years, and so we wanted to continue in that vein. And this year, they'll be reading five plays by Paula Vogel, a contemporary American playwright. Currently, Vogel directs the MFA playwriting program at Brown University. Her plays simultaneously entice and disturb the reader using a combination of hilarious comic writing allied to sleepless political and social commentary.
With a very feminist bent.
Yes, and that can move in the same play from titillating to shocking to murderous. So we thank Robert Rumsey for offering to lead this course this year. And that course will be held at Noble Horizons from January 17th to March 7th.
And we're talking about the Taconic Learning Center, their winter courses for this year. And if you would like to register or find out more information, it's very simple. I would just say Taconic Learning Center, Google that or search it in Bing, whatever, and the page will come up. And when you're there, you can take a look at the general information, the course listings, the venues, and how you donate. Now, Larry, give us the way you like to announce the web address.
TLCNWCT.org.
Guys, I guess we'll see you in the springtime.
Again, yes.
Marshall, thanks ever so much.
All right, you're welcome.